Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Daryl Collier, who's the business manager for synthetic fibers with Technon Orbichem. Daryl, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Kemp.
All right. Good to have you with us. I've been wanting to talk to you because many of the people in the industry know that just recently the carpet industry was attempting to raise prices that actually didn't go through. And I was curious, what is the delta? What are the changes in pricing when it comes to the raw materials that are used to make carpet? Before we get into that, though, why don't you tell us real quick a little bit about Technon Orbichem?
Well, thanks. Technon Orbichem is an international consultancy that's been in business for now over 35 years. We focus on the coverage of bulk chemicals, petrochemicals, and plastics industries. We have about 50 people located in 15 countries around the world. We provide monthly reports around prices and things going on in the industry. Mm-hmm. We also provide an annual production database for the respective industries. It's a great pleasure to have the opportunity to talk with you today, and I look forward to our discussion.
Okay. We start talking about synthetic polymers. We're talking about polyester. We're talking about polypropylene. And there's two different kinds of nylon. Let's just talk with about each one. What's happened with polyester?
I'm not surprised to see the carpet producers having a raised price. If you look at polyester, it's been a very dynamic market. If you just look at the cost of polymer from the beginning of the year and until now, prices have increased about 18%. It's even more dynamic, though, if you look back a year ago, where prices have now increased over this last year of about 40%. This is due to a number of reasons. At the end of last year and in the beginning of this year, we saw very, very high cotton prices, historically high cotton prices, which increased the demand for polyester, particularly in China.
Right.
When we talk about polyester, it's important to note that 55% of all the ingredient molecules that go into polyester is consumed by one country, and that's in China.
Right.
So what goes on in China is very critical for the rest of the world. Prices did go down as cotton prices dropped, and they have dropped some in the summer, but they back up again. The trend is since the end of summer is back up again. As I said, since the beginning of the year, they have increased 18% if you look at the prices that exist now in September.
Okay, so just let me jump in here on clarification. This whole China factor is mostly in the apparel business because normally, as you try to explain the relationship between cotton and polyester, they'll just change the blend. If cotton's too expensive, they'll go from 60-40 cotton to polyester to 60-40 polyester to cotton, right?
Well said, and that's exactly what happened in China, particularly at the end of last year, the beginning of this year.
Okay.
Things have calmed down from that perspective, but we are entering in the September-October time frame, kind of a seasonal upturn for the textile business in China, and demand has been up, particularly in the first part of September, and as a result, we've gotten raw material availability is tight, particularly from paraxylene perspective, and that is raising the price of polyester in general.
Okay, so up 18%, you say, since the beginning of the year for polyester. Do you have a read on polypropylene?
Yeah, polypropylene is actually up, actually slightly more than that, about 24% if you look at from the beginning of the year. There we have propylene as the monomer, the raw material.
Right.
That is a case of where there's been a move to lighter feeds in the refinery on steam crackers, which is producing less propylene. Less propylene means polypropylene costs go up.
Okay, and it's important to point out that while we've seen a decrease in the use of polypropylene on the face side of carpet, it still is the main foundation, both primary and secondary carpet backing are made out of polypropylene, so it's hard to find carpet that doesn't have polypropylene in it, right?
Exactly, and that's a part of this higher cost for the carpet producers that we've been experiencing in 2011.
Yeah. Okay. Do you also get a handle on nylon?
Yeah, nylon is also has experienced significant increases, particularly for nylon 6.
Mm-hmm.
And nylon 6 is another China factor in that we had a surge in demand for caprolactam, the raw material that produces nylon 6, in China again. After the recession in 2010, early 2011, we saw a very significant increase in consumption. Obviously, nylon is growing much slower than polyester.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw a surge in demand of up to 15% in that time frame because people, the supply chain was catching up with the, you know, the recession of 2008. We expect it to return to a more normal growth rate of about 2.6%. And again, most all of this growth is occurring in China. We're essentially flat in North America in terms of fiber. However, we still have growth in engineering polymers, which is another use on nylon 6. We've seen this surge in demand with virtually no new capacity for caprolactam. Mm-hmm. We're expecting the growth rate to slow in the coming years back to more a historical level of about 2.6%. But there's not a lot of new caprolactam capacity, so we would expect nylon 6 to be tight for the foreseeable future.
So nylon 6 from the beginning of the year to now is up how much in cost?
17%. Actually, nylon 6 polymer is now approaching the same, and we've not seen this in many, many years, the same price as nylon 6-6 polymer.
Okay.
Nylon 6-6 has not gone up quite as much, about 5% since the beginning of the year. It also has components of its supply chain have been very tight. We also have butadiene, which is a basis for nylon 6-6, which has been very volatile and also experiencing some shortages as well.
Okay. And nylon 6-6 is only up about 5%.
That's correct. Okay. So if you look across the spectrum of raw materials that feed the carpet business, there's been one message so far in 2011. They've been up.
And if we look at the flooring industry, there's been no increase in demand. So most of the reasons for these price increases is just increased demand in China. All right, Darrell, this has been very enlightening. I appreciate you spending time with us. A lot of people in the industry were curious about the changes in pricing when it comes to the raw materials that are used to make carpet. So we've been talking to Darrell Collier, who's the business manager for synthetic fibers with Technon Orbichem, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.